You're gonna be bad, you're gonna be bold, you're gonna be wiser. You're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough, you're gonna be stronger. You're gonna be cool.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and good evening, New York City. This is gonna be aired on Wall Street in New York on Monday night. I just wanna say hello. My name is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And the next 30 minutes is designed to try to inspire you to shine God's light into any darkness that you may have and to hopefully lift up your spirit. Now, we've been talking the past couple of weeks about how to stay positive, get out of the negativity. God's word is light and it's bright and it's positive. All the negative news is below zero. Total darkness and all the things that try to steal our peace and our joy away. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, peace, and all the frustrations that we go through in a day. And, you know, this morning I got up, I had so many different things just trying to steal my peace. And we're going to talk about the scriptures on peace. So, first of all, let's go with the definition of peace. Peace means tranquility, calm, calmness, restfulness, quietness, silence, hush, noiselessness, stillness, freedom from interference. Wow. There were so many little obstacles this morning when I got up. It was just like one thing after the next. And, you know, I was even, when I was in the sauna this morning, they had a girl in the shower and she had her television on. I guess it was a different language. And she had the television inside the shower on her phone and she had it so loud that it was disturbing all the peace in the ladies' restroom. And it was even coming into the sauna. And the ladies go in there, to relax and have peace. And all we could hear was this television show in a different language. And it just took, I was like this. All of us were losing our peace. And I just humbled myself because I didn't know if I should go ask the lady, can you please turn your television down in the shower because it's disturbing the entire bathroom. But I think it was just one thing after another because the Lord is wanting me to keep my peace and keep my joy regardless of what's going on. And the peace that God gives us, it means that it's a state in which there is no war. The war has ended. Now, the war has ended because Jesus conquered all of our enemies. Jesus won the battle. He has won the war, and we are walking in his victory. Now, it is ours. It's in the bank account, but we have to possess those promises. And we've been talking for the past 4 weeks about the promises of God. And this is not just a one-time prayer and it's going to happen. You have to know what the word says and claim those promises so that you can walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has provided for you. Because there is victory for you, but you have to claim it. You know, my grandson called yesterday, and I think I was just about to do the show. I don't know, but he said, you know, he wasn't feeling good, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, Christian, what does the scripture say? And I said, if you don't know what the scripture says, you don't have your sword out. And if you don't have your sword out, you are going to be defeated because your sword in the spirit is what you're battling with. That's your defense, okay? And if you don't know what the scripture says, then you're not going to get to enjoy everything that Jesus provided. Jesus has provided victory. He has provided scriptures on healing, scriptures on prosperity, scriptures on joy, scriptures on sleep. That's your sword. And if you don't have your sword out, then the darkness out there is going to overpower you and you're going to lose the battle. Even though the battle's already won, you have to claim that. Now, The scriptures for finding peace, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every situation. The Lord himself will give you peace. Now he's going to give you peace, and you have to receive it. Just receive it. Just claim it. It's God's will for us to walk in peace. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but have good courage, because I have overcome the world. Now, we have to stay in Christ. And we have this carnal mind. And the Bible says the carnal mind wages war against the spirit. We have to totally change the way we think. And we have to come into Christ and think and meditate on what Christ says. Because if you don't, God is not going to do it. God is not going to brush your teeth. He is not going to change the way you think. If you want to have thoughts of anxiety, he will allow you to do that. He's provided peace, but you're going to have to change your stinking thinking. We talked about that on one of the shows. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We got to learn how to do this. This is a process. When we start feeling anxious, we have to go to prayer and ask God to take these pressures off of us and then thank him that he is going to do it. Okay? Thankfulness is like major. Okay? I have this little teaching I made up. It's all about getting high because the kids are out there. If you're out there, you're getting high. This is the natural way to do it, the spiritual way, because man is trying body, soul, spirit. And this is the way that God wants us to get high. It starts with gratitude, because gratitude determines your attitude. And attitude determines your altitude. And altitude determines your aptitude. It's all about latitude. You want to get up there? You want to get up there? Then you have to check your attitude. And I had the worst attitude this morning. Oh my gosh. I called my prayer partner. I said, oh my gosh. And so nothing went the way that I wanted it to go last night. And so that carried over through this morning. And it was just one thing after another. So my attitude was wrong. But I think the Lord was engineering all this to teach me, because I'm still a student here, how to remain peaceful. Even when everything's not going the way we want it to go, stay in the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? Jesus said, unless you humble yourself like a little child, you are not going to be entering into the joy of the Holy Spirit. You have to humble yourself. God is not going to do it. Humble yourself and you will be exalted. Okay? Now, another scripture on peace is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. We have to strive for peace because we know it's not easy. A lot of people are not easy to get along with. We just have to keep our peace and try to be a peacemaker. Excuse me. In 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 6, it says, humble yourselves therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. We have to humble our own self before the Lord. God will humble you. God has humbled me. I've gotten many spanks because I love God, but I wasn't being humble. And you have to humble your own self. Humble yourself so God can exalt you. Want to be exalted? Humble yourself before the Lord. Okay. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone make me dwell in safety. You want to get some good sleep? Are you having problems going to sleep? Here's your scripture. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. I will lie down in peace. When you lie down, God wants us to live in peace. For the Lord is protecting us. You need to know what the scripture is. That's your sword in the spirit. God doesn't want us to be defeated. He has scriptures for everything. I think there's 5,452 scriptures, promises in the Bible. That's the promised land. That's where God wants us. He wants us in a land flowing with milk and honey. And we have to possess those promises, and we have to confess it. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. We have to speak the word of God over ourselves, over our children, over our finances. Okay? God is not going to do this for us. We have to line our own mouth up. In the book of James, it says, your tongue is the rudder of the ship. So if your tongue is speaking all this negative stuff, that's what you're going to have. You're going to eat the fruit of that. Speak the total opposite of what's going on. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is the strength, and he's my song. He has become my salvation. We got to trust. We talked about trust last week. We talked about this trust. This trust has to be, you have to learn this. And the Lord is increasing our faith. He's stretching our faith. We have to learn how to trust God in everything. We have to let go control. And when we are trying to control everything, that's what happens. We get all frustrated. We want things a certain way. We want our children a certain way. We want everything to be perfect, and it's not. We are in an imperfect world, but the more we let the Lord take control, the more we surrender, the more we're going to have that peace. Because we were talking about this, you know, I think yesterday, that some people are about 50-50 surrendered, some about 80-20. Some people are 100. We think we are all surrendered, but you'll find out how surrendered you are when something doesn't go your way, okay? And then you can find out just how unsurrendered you are, okay? And I had this little thing in here. It says, okay, one of the ways to stop trying to be in control of everything is stop striving and start abiding. Okay, in the Bible, it says, cease from striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the nations. God wants us to stop striving. He wants us to enter into to rest. The scripture said that God provided a Sabbath rest for his people, but they couldn't enter in because of unbelief. The more things that you have going on, the harder it is to relax. It's easy to relax when everything's going great, but when the rug's pulled out from underneath, if you have financial problems, sickness, rebellious children, you have all these pressures, that's when you want to do this. You want to relax, turn it over to God. In John chapter 1, verse 5, we need to learn to abide in Christ. We have to let go of these little worries on our minds. We have all these little worries about our relationships and about our finances and about our taxes. We have to let go of these things like balloons. Just let them go. Okay, we have to stand on God's word. We have to confess and surrender the need for control. We have to ask God, Father God, please forgive me for trying to control everything. I am not in control. I have to let go of the reins. I have to let go of the reins and let the Lord. When the Lord does it, it's absolutely phenomenal. When we do it, it's our flesh. Our flesh cannot make things beautiful the way the Lord can. When God designed something, have you ever seen a messed up flower? Have you ever seen a messed up cloud? Have you ever seen the Lord do anything that's not absolutely perfect? The Lord is so fabulous, and the more we let go and surrender, the more beautiful our life is. And the book of Ecclesiastes said he makes all things beautiful in his time. We have to let go, you know, and it's very hard, and we have to be still and know that God is Lord, okay? In Exodus chapter 14, the Egyptian fighters were trying to capture the Israelites. Instead of trying to control every little detail of their escape, Moses told them, do not be afraid. Stand firm. The Lord is going to fight with for you. He did. He rescued them. Moses had to tell them, just stop. Quit panicking, quit fearing. And maybe if you're listening out there, you're panicking, you're stressing, you're worrying, just stop. Just stop. The finances, the kids, the drugs, all the issues out there, just stop. Just turn it over to the Lord. Let's just stop and say a prayer right now. Just say, Heavenly Father, please forgive me for trying to control everything. Please forgive me. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go of my rebellious kids. I'm going to let go of my finances. I'm going to let go of trying to please everybody and trying to be Miss Susie Perfect. I'm going to let go. I can't do it. And I'm just going to turn it over to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you did that, the Holy Spirit's in there. And that Holy Spirit is your teacher. He's your guide. He's your comforter. He's the paraclete. He's the one that is in there to teach you. And the Holy Spirit is the comforter. Okay, the scriptures, well, first of all, the definition of comfort, what is that? It is a sense of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint. Well, let me tell you something. I had no comfort this morning with that lady's TV blaring in the shower while we were in the sauna, and everybody was upset. Her noisy TV show was upsetting everybody. So what do we do with that? Well, we got to let the Holy Spirit come in there. Comfort means an ease, a freedom from hardship, a repose, a relaxation, a serenity, a tranquility, a contentment, a coziness, and enjoyment. What's the opposite? Discomfort, hardship. Now, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. The Holy Spirit wants to come in there and console you and give you sympathy, and He wants to strengthen you and support you. He wants to intensify you and make you strong. Holy Spirit makes you strong. You can't do this on your own. Do you need some strength out there? Do you need some joy out there? The Bible says, in His presence is fullness of joy. Come on in. Let the Lord surrender to the Lord. The more you surrender, the more you're going to have this Holy Spirit joy. The more you're going to have this force and this power of the Holy Spirit. He wants to improve your mood. Have you ever met anybody that's moody? They're up and down like a yo-yo. The Holy Spirit can come in there and improve the mood or restore the sense of well-being. Okay? The Holy Spirit is able to do this. Most people run to drugs. They run to drugs because the drug gives them a high, and it improves their mood. But the problem with drugs is, you kids that are listening, when you take those drugs, you may get high, but when you come off of that, you go lower than you were before you started. So you become addicted because you like the high. But the Holy Spirit wants to bring you into a high naturally. It's a spiritual high. The more you surrender, the more peace you're going to have. The more you humble yourself, the more you're going to be exalted. That is a natural high, okay? And we tend to get addicted to things. You can get addicted to Coca-Cola because we like the high, the sugar, the fizz, the rush. We've got to stop. It's very harmful, and it's not good for you. It's not good for your heart. So anyway, we have to be still and know that God is in control. We got to keep releasing control and surrender to the Lord to find this peace. This peace, we have to let go of everything. Another scripture that we have, it says in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, I think I went over this already, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." God is our salvation. He has saved us. The battle has been won. We can walk in His victory, walk in our authority, claim our prosperity, claim it. Claim healing, claim deliverance. It's yours. It is available through Jesus Christ. We are the blessed of Abraham. It says in Galatians, my favorite scripture, that Jesus became a curse. We are redeemed from the curse of worry. Does worry attack us? Yes. We are redeemed from this. We have to take our sword out, and we have to say, this is what it is written. It is written. We are free from anxiety. I'm not going to be anxious. All these things are bombarding your mind. Just say, I'm rolling these cares over to the Lord. The book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. Do you know there's evil people out there that actually devise evil against you, that hate you, that are just full of evil, and they are deceived? There's deception over there. And these people, they're devising evil. But the people who plan peace, if you're a peacemaker, peacemakers are going to have joy because they're always bringing peace. They're bringing peace to everybody, and they're going to be full of joy. You want to know how to get full of joy? Bring peace. Be a peacemaker. That's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. Now, if you're being confused out there, are you confused out there? You don't know what to do? You need to surrender. Let the Holy Spirit come in there. He's the paraclete. It says in Greek, he's the one, the comforter. He walks alongside of you. He's the power. He is the one that's going to teach you. You don't know it all. I don't know it all. I study every single morning because I want to reach you. I want to reach the kids that are in the darkness. All the kids that are listening that are on drugs, I want to reach you with God's love. I want you to come into the peace of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make you powerful. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that is going to encourage you and console you, help you to sleep at night. I can't make you sleep at night. I can't wave a magic wand, but the Holy Spirit can. Let the Holy Spirit take over. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. You have confusion? Claim 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Okay? Now, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It's a fruit, and you have to grow these fruits. We talked about that two teachings ago. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. Peace has to be grown. You're not going to just be handed over peace. You have to grow it like you plant an apple seed and you have an apple tree. It takes a long time to learn how to walk in peace, how to walk in joy, how to walk in love. You have to grow these fruits. It is painful sometimes. You have to go through long suffering. Long suffering is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. These are fruits that God is growing in us to make us into the image of Christ. It's painful sometimes. It doesn't happen overnight. That's why you got to have the fruit of patience. Patience. Nobody wants patience. I don't want any patience. I want everything done immediately 10 years ago, okay? We have to humble ourselves. We have to be patient. And that's a fruit that has to be grown. It says in 1 Peter 3, 9, it says, seek peace and pursue it. Do not repay evil for evil, okay? Do not do that. Seek peace and pursue peace. Try to keep yourself in peace. I call it a little Holy Spirit cloud bubble. I need to stay in the cloud. If you're around toxic people constantly trying to poison you, trying to hurt your feeling, get away from them. Get away from them. Ask the Lord to bring you some nice people that really love you and encourage you and lift you up. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with them. You want peace with your enemies? Well, please the Lord. Try to please the Lord. Try to get up in the morning instead of doing what you want to do and going where you want to go and ask the Lord, what can I do to please you today, Heavenly Father? I want to please you today. I totally surrendered my strong will and my mind, even though my mind's made up on what I want to do. I'm going to surrender it over. I want to please you, Heavenly Father. Help me to think the things and do the things that you want me to do. Okay? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the sons of God. Do you want to be called the sons of God? Do you want God to call you a son when you die? You could die tomorrow. I could be in a car accident. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. You want to be in God's family? Then be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the sons of God. Now, to come into God's family, you have to ask Jesus Christ to come in and take your sins away. His holy blood is the only payment for our sins. He washes us clean. He was the final sacrifice that he is exalted in. His blood covers all our filthy sins. He took all of our sins, and by his stripes we're healed. It's for you. It's for you to come on into God's family. It's for you to come on, get out of those drugs, get out of the darkness, get out of your negativity. Come on into the Holy Spirit. Is it easy? No, it's not always easy. It takes a while, and you have to grow this fruit, and you have to learn the promises of God. And if you don't know the promises of God, you don't have any sword in your hand. Don't blame God when you don't know what the scripture says. Don't blame God for all the bad things that happen, because it's not God's fault. It's our fault. We have to do the Bible. We have to learn the scriptures. We have to know what the Bible says. We have to do our homework. God is not going to do our homework for us. We have to be a good student. We need to get the Bible out there, and we need to read the Bible, okay? God's grace is sufficient for us, because God is going to go with us. It says right in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, the Lord your God is going to go with you wherever you go. He's going to fight all your enemies, and he's going to give you the victory. That's a promise in Deuteronomy 20. Do you want to have victory? God wants you to have victory. God wants me to have victory. God wants me to have victory. He wants you to have the victory, because Jesus already conquered everything. Principality, power, might, dominion, he stripped it all and put it under your feet. He wants us free and happy. But we're battling. The battle is between the darkness and the negativity and the light and God's glorious light. We need to stay in the light. We need to let go and let God be in control, because we can't control everything. I can't control my kids, okay? I just worry so much. We're not supposed to worry, but I worry about what they're eating. I worry about the music they're listening to, what they're watching on TV. Are they taking care of themselves? Are they walking in wisdom? Are they serving the Lord? Are they, you know, are they happy? Are they depressed? All these worries attack our mind. What do we do with this? Jesus said, do not be anxious about everything. I'm either going to have to turn this over to the Lord, or I'm going to destroy my joy worrying about them. Okay? And we have to tell them the scripture. We have to tell them what the word says and shine the light to them. If they're in the darkness, that's what we're doing with this show. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. If you would like to come on the air, if you need a Bible, if you need a prayer, contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. This message is for you. This 30 minutes is to lift you up and give you a teaching, the scriptures, for God's word to come into your life and love you. God wants to love you. Love you. Love yourself. Love the Lord with all your heart. That's the way. That's the best way of life, is to surrender. Just give it all to the Lord. You can't fight those battles anyway. Why don't you just let Jesus come on in there? Why don't you let the Holy Spirit come on in there and turn all your worries over to him? Why don't you trust in the Lord and receive his word and fill yourself with the Holy Spirit? We do this every week. You can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. I'm trying to be your cheerleader. I am a teacher, in case you can't tell. Taught high school for years, kindergarten. Now this song, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to be sweet. You got to be kind. You got to be forgiving. You got to stay together. And love will save the day. God is love. He wants to fill you. You could do it. God bless you. You're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough, you're gonna be stronger.